Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's truth practice, truth journey. We're going to focus on connecting to, exploring, and remembering your own truth, that clarity that resides from within. So, first, find a comfortable position. Extend the legs long. Maybe reach the fingertips overhead. Take a full body stretch. And then relax down onto the floor, the mat, the couch, your bed. Arms out long, down wide by your sides. Palms facing the ceiling. Or maybe down if the shoulders need that. Something under knees, tail, arms, head, blanket on top of you, maybe an eye mask to block out any light, to help with that grounding. Settle down, settle in, and do your best to find and feel that symmetry in both sides of the body, finding that balance from within. Allowing the toes to flop open, to fall out to the sides. Feel how that opens the hips. And allow the larger muscle groups, your legs, your arms, to really detach from the bone and sink down with gravity into the support of whatever surface you're lying on. Make any final adjustments to your position, your props, any small, tiny, or big, large movements that you might need to relax even more. When you're ready, close the eyes and surrender to the stillness. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Fill belly, chest. Drink it up to the ground. Keep going. Now hold the breath. We'll do this only one time. Let's make it a good one. Notice what you feel while you're holding the breath. Any sensations, thoughts, cursing me under your held breath. Through the mouth, a huge sigh and let it all go. And start to watch the natural breath, anything coming and going, passing, releasing, flushing out. And rather than engaging in the activity of breathing, imagine that you are being breathed by the atmosphere, by the universe. So that your inhale is that source's exhale, the atmosphere, the universe, God, an angel, right? Your in-breath is that source's, that divine source's exhale. And then your exhale is the universe's, God's, your angel's inhale, maybe just the atmosphere above you. So completely disconnecting, departing from that sense of doing, right? And doing your best here to move into, slide into, settle into being, into your innate and native self, returning back home. Your inhale, source's exhale. Your exhale, God's inhale. We can be such busy bees, right? And a lot of the time we engage in these busy activities to distract ourselves. Productive? Absolutely. But we do distract from pain, from discomfort, from suffering, we can distract from the inner work, from the being, right? The sitting with oneself. That inner work that, though sometimes can be uncomfortable, always, sometimes uncomfortable, always results in healing, transformation, self-connection, right? That inner knowing, connecting to that truth, and to growth, always results in growth mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So, dear friend, allow yourself to completely depart from that busyness, right? Busy bee, that doing, and slip and slide now into your true nature, your blueprint, the design of your soul. Generations and generations and generations old, slipping and sliding into being. Feel that. Now, could you start to explore, play, toy with the idea of a resolve or an intention for your practice, and allow it to be your becoming? The thing that you want most to be a part of this life. Whether you wish to engage in a different way of being, maybe being more well-rested than busy, right? Formulate your sankalpa, your sacred vow, and imagine as you create and eventually repeat this vow that it's something that already exists in your life. So realistically, technically, we're thinking about something we want to grow into. But at the same time, we're imagining viscerally, sensationally, emotionally, what it would be like. The emotions we would feel, the thoughts that we would have, the way we would move and dance through this life. If that becoming, that intention, were to come to fruition, if it was your reality. So create your sankalpa. I am I. And maybe for this practice, you decide on a vow that reflects what you know to be your true nature, your native self, right? I am open, I am wise, I am well rested, I am present, I am fulfilled, I am doing the inner work. Whatever the intention, whatever your truth may be, formulate this powerful, potent sentence, phrase, and repeat it back to yourself mentally 3 times. Really sinking into your imagination of what it would really feel like to live this truth. Feel it in your bones. Feel it pumping through your veins. And then let it go. And continuing to stay perfectly still, I will now take you, I will hold your hand as we slip and slide through a rotation of consciousness. You'll hear my voice, my vibe, calling out and holding space for different parts of the body. And you'll simply be bringing your awareness to each part. Maybe you light up the muscle or the joint, the point in the body. As I call them out, the practice starts with the thumb on the right hand. So maybe you imagine and feel a little light bulb at the tip of your right hand thumb. Light it up. the right pointer finger, flip that little light on. The right middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger. The roots of the fingers on the right hand. The back of the hand, center of the palm. Right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, top of the right shoulder, the right armpit, right side of the chest, lung, right nipple, right ribs, right belly, right hip point, right glute, top of the right thigh, back of the right thigh, kneecap, shin bone, the right calf muscle, ankle, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Feel the roots of the right toes. And then feel into the center of the sole. In your mind's eye now, could you isolate your attention to the entire right side of the body? Just the right side of your being. And then moving the practice, sliding it to the left side, starting with the left hand thumb, turning on that little light bulb, moving to the left pointer finger, flip the light on, left middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger. The roots, the knuckles of the fingers on the left hand, the back of the hand, center of the palm, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, top of the left shoulder, armpit, left side of the chest, lung, and nipple, left ribs, left belly, left hip point, left glute, top of the thigh, back of the thigh, left kneecap, shin bone, back of the knee, left calf, ankle, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left little toe. Feel the root knuckles of the left toes. Then the center of the sole of left foot. And in your mind's eye, feel, isolate your intention, your attention to the left side of the body, the entire left side of your being. And then zipping up the two halves of the body, pull your attention into both heels, both calves, both hamstrings, both glutes, the low back, middle back, both shoulder blades and upper back, the curve of the back of the neck, the back of the head, all resting and heavy on the surface below you, body held. The whole body. Imagine your whole body lying on the ground. Feel your whole body. Now send your awareness to the left toe tips. Now sending your inhale from left toe tips to third eye point. exhale through the right side, third eye, to right toe tips. Breathe in, right toes to third eye. Breathe out, third eye, down left side, through left toes. Inhaling, left toes, leg, left side, body to the third eye. Exhale, down the right side and out the right toes. This bottomless triangle of breath flowing in and up, then down and out, side to side. If you choose, adding a blue light to your left side and a red light to the right. Breathe in and up, down and out. Blue left, red, right. This is our warehouse of intuition, inner wisdom. And if you feel into the center of the brows and then the back of the head resting on the ground, can you find the center, the middle ground between these two points in the middle of the brain? It is here that the pineal gland exists, sometimes called the God gland or the spirit molecule. This is the source of those butterflies, those gut feelings. It's the culmination of all of our sensory awareness, a bouquet of everything we're experiencing. It takes very little effort, very little doing for us to come to this place of intuition. Really, all that is necessary is being and really trusting ourselves, trusting that we are wise, that we know, trusting that blueprint of the soul has a plan. All we need to do is remember. Remember our roots. Remember what makes us feel safe and secure. Remember how to properly digest our emotions. How to open our heart. Remember how to speak our truth. We just need to remember that we are wise, that we are knowing. Allow ourselves to see within this third eye, trusting in any bodily sensations, any sensory feedback that we receive every minute of every day. You are constantly being guided back to your true and native self, your true nature. So continue to pull your attention to the space between the brows. Allow the eyes to sink into the back of the head. feel the jaw hanging from the hinge, the tongue relaxes, the lips slightly part. Feel into the face of the throat and allow there to be space between the jawbone and the collarbones as your shoulders melt further into gravity. Allow yourself to feel incredibly heavy, all of your bones sinking to the back of the body, anchoring you to the ground. And then inspire a feeling of lightness, as if you might float, levitate, hover, and drift up from the ground. Then come back to the experience of heaviness, allowing your tissues and fibers to liquefy, melting down heavy. And once again, feel that alternate sensation of lightness. Imagine your composition to be that of a cloud floating up and away from the surface. And call to mind one more time that feeling of heaviness. Allow yourself to sink into the back body and revel in the safety in the seat of the soul. Now bring to mind a point in time, a memory, when, where, you were lied to. You were either told something untrue purposefully, or were led to believe something for a long time that was not true. Feel what that feels like in your body. What it feels like to be lied to. What it feels like to know that something is not real, not true. And try to locate the space in your body where this memory, this emotion arises. Then, its opposite, call to mind the truest thing that you know. Is it your love for something, for someone, someone else's love for you? Is it a law of nature, a teaching that you know beyond a doubt in your being is the truth? And feel how that feels in the body. And try to locate the physical space in which this feeling, this experience of utmost truth arises. Once more, revisit the feeling of being lied to, falsehood. Then come back to the space of truth. Clarity, absolute knowing. Allow yourself to feel into the space within your body where truth lives. And as if this space of deep, unwavering truth were contagious, allow it to ripple, bubble into the other cells and spaces into your body. Allow that energy of truth to to move into all parts of you, to flood every cell of your being. Maybe you even allow it to flood the space around you, the room in which your energy occupies. Maybe see how far you can bubble up that sense of truth. Can you fill the room? Can it spill out the windows, roll down the street, fill the city, the province, the country, the world? And rest deeply into this awareness of truth, clarity, the deepest inner knowing. From here, repeat your Sankalpa within and as absolute truth. Trust in this space. What would your highest self have you know, right here, right now? A pocket of wisdom, a piece of direction, a sliver of guidance. What truth has lived below the surface this whole time and is ready to come into fruition, into your mind's eye? Trust whatever comes up for you now. Amazing. Begin to ignite your awareness back into the physical plane. Maybe, if you choose, you deepen the breath. Wiggle fingers and toes. Rock your chin side to side. Make a silly face. Wiggle, squiggle. Point and flex. Maybe clench, tighten, and release. Maybe return once again to that full body stretch from this brand new space. Notice the shifts. You can pause. Maybe in the fetal position. Knees hugged in, rolled over to your side. Maybe you stay right here on your back. You can come to your belly, to a seat. Pause and relax down into the ground, into the earth below you for as long as you need. Moving in your own time, in your own way. Trusting that you will carry on into the rest of your day, this month, this life, in your truth, in the light of your truth, with clarity, with the deepest inner knowing. You got this. You always have. With hands at my heart center, I bow to you with the utmost gratitude. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.